Welcome to Bearing Light, a podcast of the Georgia Bulletin, news source of the Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. I'm Nicole Golden, and Andrew Nelson and I are joined by a fish fry specialist today as the season of Lent has arrived. Our guest is Pat Nash of the Knights of Columbus Council, number 4599 at St. Joseph Church in Marietta. I hope I got that council number right. And thank you for being here, and you're joining us remotely today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, that's great, Pat. Appreciate you taking time out of your day. Before we get all things fish fry at your parish, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How long you've been at the parish? How long you've been with the Knights? And kind of what drew you to the Knights of Columbus?
I actually went to the parish, I think, when we moved to Marietta around 2016. I actually converted. I became Catholic in 2013 and became a Knight in 2018. And then got took the officer route. So a couple years ago, I was Grand Knight. So just wanted to find a good men's group to join and be a part of. Also help the community where I can. And the Knights do that very well.
Yeah, no, it's a great program and great fraternal organization that is a great service to pastors at many parishes. So that's great.
Are you from the Atlanta area originally?
No, I'm born in Birmingham, but I spent 9 years there, went to Seattle for 21, and then down here for, oh, good heavens, 23 years now.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, and time goes very fast, so that's wonderful. That's great. So tell us about your fish fry at St. Joseph. Here's tell us what makes it kind of fun, kind of unique.
The previous chair asked me to help him out, so that's kind of how I got drawn to being the chair of the event. But our fish fries, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun and very rewarding, because we can serve, we'll pack out our Marist Hall, which is our community center, and it'll be, we could do 340 was our big number, or highest number.
That's a very busy pop-up restaurant.
Yeah. And do you all do an hour and a half? Yeah.
Do you take out as well?
We do have takeout boxes that if you want to come in and purchase takeout boxes, the same as getting a plate to go through the line. We fry our fish there, and we bake all our sides there too. We start on Thursday night and start making, are prepping all the stuff for the next day. And then kitchen comes in about 1 o'clock, and then they will prep everything or finish prep everything and get the fish ready. And then our fry cooks come in about 3 o'clock, whenever they get off work. And that's when the fun begins. And then we'll set up for the event and let it roll.
What are some of the entrees, and then what is your favorite?
I go for the fried fish. I'm in charge of the committee for the fish fry, and I'm actually not a fish person. I always say the seafood I like is more land-based.
That's great.
But yeah, I like the fried fish. We use swai, but then our sides are hush puppies, mac and cheese, slaw, green beans, french fries, and we do fish tacos as well.
We had heard good things about your fish tacos, so they're kind of unique. Tell us a little bit what you can about the fish tacos.
We use blackened fish for that, and I'm actually not sure what all she puts in there.
But it's delicious.
Yeah, it's soft shell tacos. I think we have ceviche there that we put in there too.
What about shrimp? Do you have shrimp?
I think they have shrimp in there as well.
Nice. I'm a shrimp person.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
I actually like fried shrimp, but yeah.
So then I know Lent is about sort of kind of denying ourselves things, but are there baked goods and desserts or things that are a little, you know, in addition to the sides?
Yeah, we partner with St. Vincent de Paul, and they provide our desserts. And it's very widespread for desserts. Those with a sweet tooth don't ever go hungry.
yeah, that's smart.
Very smart.
So what time are the, give us some of the details about, you know, time. You said Marist Hall is the location, but times and how many Fridays and maybe some of the cost.
We're six consecutive Fridays during Lent. We don't do Good Friday. And then we try to start serving around 5:30, but we've got a crowd out the door starting probably about 5:05, somewhere around there. So we try to serve the crew first, and then once that's over, we'll open the door and then let the crowd in. And then it's just nonstop from there on till about 6:30, 6:45. Then it starts to wind down.
And how many people do you rely on to pull off this this culinary treat?
I think all told, we'll have about 40, 50 people helping out. Some will do it some week. Some will do it every week. Some will just come in for 1 week.
Are they all nights?
No.
Oh, so you...
We'll allow parishioners come in, help us out. Well, scouts come in to help. Those needing confirmation hours will come in to help. But it's primarily the nights, but the wives will work too.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. So it's a big community. Everyone's pitching in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, of course, it's about the food, but do you find that it's about, it's more than that too. It's the fellowship, right?
Right. And we usually have all the priests come down. Like our Father Carlos is one I'll see all the time. and I'll basically see all of our priests come down.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. So you talked about the food prep starts on Thursday. Do you have people who are the keepers of secret recipes, or how do you train people up to be in the kitchen?
Well, the kitchen staff kind of is their own bunch. they keep all the recipes themselves. I think they're family recipes passed down from I don't know how many generations. Our fry cook, he could basically be a professional chef. So he's basically the one that trained the guys how to make the mac and cheese and the slaw and all that.
So how much is your stuff is made in Marist Hall or on Thursdays versus, you know, bought up?
Basically, the mac and cheese is the only thing made. The green beans are out of a can.
Okay.
But they put onions and bacon bits and stuff in there.
Dress it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do. Hush puppies are out of a box. We fry them up.
That's good. That's really nice. You mentioned the type of fish. Say it again. What type?
It's swai or sway.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
And how many do you buy, or how many do you cook in the course of a night? Do you have any idea?
We do about 15 cases, but I may be wrong. I think it's 7 pounds a case.
Oh, wow. So that's a lot of fish.
And we do go out. If it's a busy night, we'll go out to fish before we serve the last person.
Mm.
Imagine with so many people running around, there are some funny things that have happened over the years.
It's got to be.
Yeah. Any near disasters or things that stick in your mind through the years that were funny memories?
I'm sure there are some. other than like runners having trays of fish that all of a sudden they hit the floor.
Oh God, that's disastrous.
That's basically the most recent.
Yeah, disaster, yeah. But why do you keep coming back? I mean, you've done it once. You put in your time, so to speak, with the Knights. What does it offer to you to help be the conductor?
Well, I have fun doing the events. When I started doing this, I was petrified of public speaking. My voice would crack all the time. And now standing up in front of the whole crowd, I can do it and not really think about it. And just the transformation was strange, but very good. But it's fun. It's fun to have all of us come together and just put all this out in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
What's your council like? What's the size? How many nights do you have that are active?
Active ones, probably about 50 to 80, but we've got 240 people on the books.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Wanted to jump back before I forget. One of the details of your fries is cost. I know you probably have some breakdowns for adults and kids, and what can people expect to pay for one of the dinners?
Well, the adults are $14 this year, and the children are $8, and that's 3 to 13.
Sounds good. Can't beat that anywhere.
No, that definitely not. That's a great price.
Yeah, we took away our family deal a few years ago because we were starting to have 22, 25-year-old kids come through as part of the family.
Those crazy kids.
Yeah, and distant cousins and all that.
And I know a lot of these fish fry dinners around the Archdiocese, you know, if there's proceeds left over, it benefits something particular.
A charity or something, right?
We split 25%, or actually I think we do 50% to St. Vincent de Paul to help them out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
That's our takeaway off the profits. But the rest goes into our general fund to fund other programs that we do throughout the year. We do a big food giveaway Thanksgiving. And then we also do Christmas present giveaway at Christmas. And funds from the fish fry help those out too.
So the proceeds from these intense 5 or 6 weeks help the Knights provide other services throughout the year, if I heard you correctly. Is that right? Yeah. Oh, that's a good way to put the money back into the community.
And we do various other things. We do free throw contest, soccer challenge.
Lots of projects throughout the year. And I know both of those involve youth. So that's a nice pair up with Catholic youth. Anything else that we should let people know about the St. Joseph Fry?
Well, this year's first year, we're actually going to start taking credit cards.
Oh,
okay.
Modern.
Yes. That's a bit of a change. It was cash only before?
We were doing cash and Venmo, cash check and Venmo. But if people would come up like, do you take credit cards? Like, and we had to say, no, we don't. But we finally got to the point where, yes, we're doing it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the paper currency is kind of, a lot of people don't have it anymore.
Increasingly, I'm surprised people had a problem, not a problem, but with your Venmo or digital payment plan, people are still wanting to pay with credit card. But good for you for adapting to the times.
The older people that have credit cards don't like Venmo because they don't trust it.
There you go.
Skeptical. We have an aged group at our church, so we're up there in age.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But it's so nice to include them too. So it's, you know, it's gotta have something that appeals to everybody as far as ways to pay and types of food.
Any way people want to give you their cash, I'm sure you'll be happy to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's wonderful. And, you know, what's great is that your parish is just one of many parishes throughout the Archdiocese. So for our listeners, make sure you check out the Georgia Bulletin on our website for a list of other parishes that will also offer these community gatherings.
It's growing by the second.
Yes, so. It's a great program. It's a great community event, I think.
Everybody says we're the best in the area.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll have to visit and test that claim.
Yeah, we'll say we're on the Pat Nash VIP list.
Sure. Come on down.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for talking about your fry and your wonderful community over there in Marietta. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Pat.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, sure. Hopefully we can, you know, I can steal away on a Friday and just don't tell my boss.
Yep. You have my permission. Thank you to all the listeners of Bearing Light. Episodes are released on the first and third Mondays of each month, wherever you like to find your podcasts.